Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We were having this conversation earlier about this commission of inquiry and whether it's a good idea or not. Some of you are saying best leave it alone, and I had a different view. I had a different view on it, but let's talk to Anne Hertzberg. She is a legal advisor of NGO Monitor, expert in lawfare. And good morning. Thank you for joining us. Can Netanyahu actually refuse to go ahead with a commission of inquiry?
Good morning. Great to be here. I think he could refuse to go along with it. I think that would be pretty stupid on his part. Certainly other people could set up the inquiry. You know, I think it would definitely probably harm the extent of the inquiry, just because you really need to talk to him and people around him in order to get the best inquiry to find out what really happened. But I don't think there's any excuse for his position. I think his stance is actually
I was saying a little bit earlier.
Right.
what I found strange is I think that a commission of inquiry would reveal either weakness, and I'm not saying sabotage, but certainly weakness or complicit behavior from the Israeli political left who are quite dominant in areas of intelligence, non-combat, the judiciary, etc., which might have impacted on preparedness for October the 7th. I would think that this is important to understand.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with that. I mean, I think there was, as what people call the conception, you know, that was the dominant mindset leading up to October 7th and led us to that disaster. And I think the Israeli people are owed an explanation of how this happened. How did October 7th happen? They can't, you know, at least the IDF appears to be taking steps to investigate what it did wrong. You know, and it's reviewing those reports and it's trying to improve them. But their reports are mainly, you know, helping establish the facts and then helping the army operationally. But again, you're right. It's not looking at the other causes of October 7th and the attitudes that let it happen.
You know, things like not allowing the residents of the area to have to be armed in their own homes. Everything was in the armory. That unquestionably cost a tremendous amount of lives on that day, and potentially even allowed more hostages to be taken. Decisions like that, recommendations like that, surely would form part of an inquiry that is broad enough to really try and understand it, not just to see what happened militarily.
100%. And also things like humanitarian aid. When, you know, how did the Israeli government, did the security and IDF, did they know how much aid was being diverted, but they were still not, you know, pressing on funders and the UN to stop it, or arms smuggling, the tunnel building. You know, what did they know, and why did they allow this aid to continue? Why did they not put more pressure on it beforehand? I think other big questions in my mind also are, after the border riots of 2018, which clearly, you know, looking back, were testing grounds for October 7th, were operations to test the defenses. Again, you know, what did the government do about that? You know, these are all things that people need to know. 100%.
Were there inquiries following the Yom Kippur War, these types of before or other perhaps disasters within Israel's purview?
So I'm not as familiar about the Yom Kippur War, but certainly after Lebanon there was in the 80s. And, you know, and I think if you look at other countries, 9/11, other disasters, security disasters. You know, it's standard procedure to have this type of inquiry, and I frankly don't understand why you wouldn't want it. Wouldn't you want to understand what happened?
Well, that's, to me, that would certainly be the case. And at end, it makes you appear as though you have something to hide.
Right. Or that, or you're being, you know, just motivated purely by politics. And, you know, Netanyahu is always claiming that he is not driven by politics. He did not prosecute the war based on politics. But then when he does something like this, he's just feeding into that perception. So it just does not make a whole lot of sense.
No, it's not
for why he doesn't want to do it.
Yeah. So what is likely to happen? How is this likely to play out?
I mean, I do think there will be a commission. Whether or not independent groups will start it on their own, or Bibi will have to agree. And, you know, we're coming to elections soon, so it's also possible when, if things change in terms of the electoral, what the electoral results, you know, I think we will see that. But I do think the pressure is going to be increasing on BBs, particularly since, for right now anyway, you know, things have calmed down militarily. And so I think there is going to be increasing domestic pressure on him to launch such an inquiry.
That is all we have time for. Anne Herzberg, thank you as always. Legal advisor of NGO Monitor, expert in lawfare.